are in Libra on the third page, that the Tanya begins with, describes where the Malach is gazing on the baby before he's born, that he's going to be a Chacham or a Kippe, so he's going to be a Jubal or a Cholos, so he's going to be an Asher or a Nani, but Kalavir is going to happen. So on the whole DNA, everything that's there. But Tzadik or Rosh, no comment. The Bunch one is not sure whether he's going to be Tzadik or not. That's not part of the DNA. Before, Hakam Deshman, 15 years from now. That's what Shir Chachis is all about. So that Lashon of the Gemara, that the Malach is Gezer, that he's going to be a Gibor, or a Cholosh, or an Asher, or an Ani, or a Chachma, or a Tisha, that's based on the Hafer, or Pancha Tzad, that we're not going to say these things. It's because we're Pancha Tzad. I'm not going to say it, but the Haftarah, when it's not a special parsha, it's from Yirmiyah. So the Haftarah ends up, Korma Hashem Ha'yishaleh, Chacham Chachma, Sela Yishaleh, Gibor, Gidvur, Sela Yishaleh, Rashid Yashor, Kimigos Yishaleh, Rav Saleh, Haskel, Yadah, Osu, Kiyameh Hashem, etc. So why should he not be Yishaleh? Why can't he be great? Because he's rich and because he's strong and because he's smart. Because that's Mishgah by the Malach, that's before he's grown. That's in his genes, so he's going to be a Chacham Gibor V'Yashar. But Tzadik V'Yashar Lo Koma. So that is up to the person, that the person either makes himself into a Tzadik, makes himself into a Rosh. So that is a personal accomplishment. That's what the Meforshim say on the Gemara. That's why the Gemara picks on these three Rishonim. The Gemara doesn't say what color hair, what complexion, whether he's going to have good looks or not. The Gemara says these three things. Chacham Gibor V'Yashar, because these three appear in the Navi. Parshas Tzav begins with the din of Trumas Hadeshim. And Rashi points out that there are two different din. There's a din of Trumas Hadeshim, which is a mitzvah that you had to do each and every single day of the year, in the morning. And the Mishnah Yuma says exactly when it was done in the morning. Sometimes it was done before Alos HaShabbos. Sometimes it was done in the middle of the night. You have to do Deshim though. You have to take Yeshiv. If you have to call an Ola on the Mizbeach and it didn't burn yet, so you can't be ate for Trumas Hadeshim and take his flesh. You can't take halavim, or you can't take the avarim of the oil. You have to wait till it turns into yeshiv in order to do truma, kadesh, and to take off. What do you do? So every day there's a mitzvah to take off a little bit, to be mafish truma. Like when you mafish truma in Eretz Yisrael, and anything that grows in Eretz Yisrael, you have to be mafish truma to take off the yisrael tevel, to make it into truma misutam. So here also, the Gemara says in the Ila, that there's a din, Ein Chodavish and Asis Mitzvah Merlinburg, Imam Stochen has it, and other places, Imam Kiddushin has it, that whenever you have a Dovish or Hegdish, there's a din of Me'ilah on it, up until the time that it's Nasis Mitzvah. Whenever it's ready, it's time on Mitzvah, so then there's no longer any din Me'ilah. So what about whatever you makrig al-gabi ha-mizbeach after it had it's ready burnt, and it turned into ashes, that's ready in its time on Mitzvah, they already did the Haktar, so the Gemara says no. Mar has a whole discussion in Me'ilah that there's still different opinions there, so there's some opinions that there still is a din of Me'ilah up until the time that you do, which is a Deshen. Because all of the Deshen and the Mizbeach is still under the Mitzvah. You have to do the Mitzvah of Shumas HaDeshen. Then there's another din that Rashi says, that's Tzoras HaDeshen, and there's no room on the Mizbeach. It's so loaded down with ashes, it just can't be makrid anything, can't be makrid anything more. So then every couple of days, every couple of weeks, depending on how much ashes you have, you throw all the ashes into the middle, that was called a big pile. That was called a tapuah, like a big apple, the shape of a big pile. The big apple in the middle was called a tapuah ha-gabi ha-mizeach, a description. The Rambam and the Rabbi have two different descriptions of exactly what the tapuah was like. That was a big heap of ashes in the middle. And the heap of ashes was so big that there's mamish no place to be marked with any kavod, so they took out the whole Hesoros HaDeshen and put one on. But that's not the avodah. The avodah that you have to do every day is Trumas HaDeshen. Trumas HaDeshen needs to come with big kohenim. It says, the first half is the kavod, but the Rashi Pradim HaChayim, so Rashi says, it's not a chayvah. Rashi quotes from the one room, the angel chayvah is a derecheret. Yalan Aleph in Rashi is a derecheret, not everyone. And you have a derech eretz, shalei lach, like he shouldn't get his big nitruma dirty, but he says, hadash, and begorim, shemishamish nahem, shalei lach, like he says, hadash, and begorim, shemishamish nahem, tamid, begorim, shemish nahem, kidele, le rabba, yemzim behem kos, le rabbi, she wear different begorim, but it doesn't mean that you wear big lechol, it must mean that you also wear, this is an avoida, he says, hadash, trumas hadash is an avoida, and it means big nitruma.
Should it be done by
Amur? I don't think so.
And
it's
done not
with
the right
to Yagmi? Yeah, it's done by Kaina Kasha Lavaita, yeah.
think that's what the Gemara says, that you need Dafke, a Kashan Aveda, because this is considered an Aveda. There are two different things. Hayfarat HaDashan is one thing, and Hayfarat HaDashan wasn't done every day. Shumas HaDashan had to be done every day. So the Gemara says in the Ilan, and of course I think that the Shumas HaDashan is like HaFreshes Truma on Tovah. When you take the Shumas HaDashan, it's become the source of all of the Dashan. All of the Dashan is not the time of the, so everything is not considered Nasus Mitzvah, and nothing has any longer any deen of Megillah on it. The Ramban and Yuma in the Mochamas, in the bottom of the way, talked about Haytorah HaDashan as the Mizbeach HaPnimis. The Balamor claims that there were no Payosis on Yom Kippur at all. The Payosis were that they would sort of draw out to see which Kohen has the skills to do the various Avodas HaKadosh. And in Kippur, everybody knows you can't go and have to do everything. So there's no room for Payosis. But in the Yuchim that we recite, and in Kippur, we have that there were four Payosis, four things were up to grasp. What was up to grasp? That everything needs coming up. So one of the things was Trumas HaDesh, and then another three things. So why was Trumas HaDesh? And for the Baal Mos says that it's all wrong. At Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to do everything from A to Z, and there were no Kayosis, and all the Balei HaPiyutim made a mistake. The people who made the Piyutim made a mistake. And the Ramban defends this tradition that the Goyim had, that there were Kayosis on Yom Kippur. So he says, the only thing that needs Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is Avodas Hayom. Avodas HaLaila doesn't need. So Trumas HaDashan was Balaila, so that doesn't need the Kohen Gadol. And then he tries to explain why there were Kayosis to the others. This is one of the things that it says in the Piyutim, had a Kayos, why the Trumas HaDashan of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, not Trumas HaDashan, Hayfarat HaDashan of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Dishan HaMelor or Dishan Mizbeach HaPnimi. He suggests that Dishan HaMizbeach HaPnimi is the Zechlal Mafasik. So he thinks that maybe it's only the Rabban, maybe it's the Zechlal to keep it clean. You can have the Sukkah, you can have the Purim, you can keep it clean off. So with the Rabban and maybe it's an Avodah that you need Dafke Kohen. So it requires Dafke Kohen Gadol. He thinks that maybe that's the reason why you don't need a Kohen Gadol for that, because when I say it, it's the Chalam, not an Avodah. It's just clean up the Beis HaMikdash. So even under the Rabban, they treated it like an Avodah, so you shouldn't require a Kohen Gadol. One of the dinim in today's schedule is very, very relevant, the dinim of Mariko Shtifa, Nagir Lahalotha. Pasuk says that if you cooked a Korban Chatos and the Kalina Choshes, the dinim, if you have to eat the Korban Chatos on that day, if you leave it over till the next day, it'll become Nifsa Belina. The next one means Kula Lois HaShacha, and the Rabban Lama, you have to eat it off, you have to eat it up by Chatos. All the things that I had said, the Mishnah says at the beginning of Brachos, I run into the Rabban. I say it's really all night long. So it says in the Chumash that he's going to eat it up, let's say back ourselves, he's going to wash it at the top and put it away in a cabinet, the pot in which he cooked his seven tassels. So the glee in the pot will become nice so when tomorrow morning comes. The glee in the pot, even at the time that you cooked it, everything was kosher. It was a kosher pot and a kosher korban, it was a mitzvah. He did everything right. He didn't do anything wrong. He didn't cook possible cholag or anything. He didn't cook flesh from another big pot. I cooked the korban chatos in a kosher normal pot, and I ate it up before chatzos, before the din with the rabban, before it becomes kosher with the rabban. Still, and I washed out the pot, everything was kosher. Still, the bli in the pot will become nitzal belina when it comes to aloi kashah. That's what the Gemara says in Sochim. The same applies to klei chametz. Let's say I have chametz de katatz all year long, and I cook chametz in the pot, and then it comes before Pesach, I wash out all the pots and I put them away in the cabinet. Fine, so I didn't do anything wrong. But then when it comes Pesach, the bliya in the pot has a din of chametz on it. So what happens? If I don't violate by Rabbi Matzadek, I don't touch it anymore. Some rabbi called me up this morning. He heard that the Rav said that everything is the Rav, has to be with the Rav. The Rav said that Baal Rav Baal Matzah and Pat. There's no such thing. The fairy said there's no Baal Rav Baal Matzah and Pat. Unless the Baal Rav doesn't wash out the pot. So she leaves chunks of spaghetti on the pot. If you leave enough crumbs, so you violate Baal Rav Baal Matzah. But if you have a normal, if your wife is clean, your mother's clean, she has a clean house, and she washes out all the pots. So it says the fairy said there's no Baal Rav Matzah He's not by law by Matan Bliyoske. I heard him say that you have to post the Lepas because it's El Pas, and when you buy them back in the door, you have to do Tzivat Kedem. So it's affairs like that. That, you know, if you want to sell, so you sell a Chomet that's sitting on the surface of the top. So you don't have to sell the Chomet that's below in the top because that's for sure there's nobody on the top. But the Gemara says there is a problem. There is a Machlokes with Yehuda and Rav Shimon. That the Chomet Sha'ovar, all of our Pesach is an Issa Daraisa or an Issa Darabonim. We passed in a Chomet Sha'ovar of our Pesach is only an Issa Darabonim because he violated by Rabbi Moses, so they made a Knaas. With the Rabbanah. Not only did they make the Knaas, they made the Knaas to call Yisrael. The Toshib Shem. Like Knaas. And the Tash, this is a Yisrael, the Chamash of Allah Pesach, is a Knaas to call Yisrael. No one is allowed to be named. So what happens the way we pass in Allah, that Chamash of Allah Pesach is a Knaas with the Rabbanah, because he violated by the Rabbi Matzah. What if he had a Chamash called Lula in a pot, and he didn't violate by the Rabbi Matzah? So then the pot may be used there for Pesach, and there's no need to cash it. You know, for kasha, the chametz is a pot there for Pesach before I want to use it again for chametz. And it's for pot. You know, for kasha again. But the Gemara says, according to the other Tana, according to the Tana that did it, we hold the chametz to all of our Pesach is an issue there, right? And it's totally unrelated to the issue of Bari Rabbi Mos. And if a goy has a bottle of beer, and if a goy has bread or kosher cookies with an OU, on Pesach it becomes chametz. And chametz of all our Pesach is an issue there, right? Even if the goy had it. No, nobody violated by the Rabbi. So I'm not allowed to buy the beer from the goy, you have to pay for it. So then the Gemara says, even with pots that I had, the chametzik pots that I had from all year long, when it comes here to Pesach, when it comes to Pesach, they become chametzik. So they become chametzik. What's the pot? They're chametzik all year long. I'm not going to use them. I have different pots. And then when it comes here to Pesach, I'm not allowed to use my chametzik pots to cook chametz in it because they're trace of pots. Why they trace? Because chametz is mutar all year long. No, the chametz shavah la'pesach is faster. Because just like if the goy had a bottle of beer and nobody violated by Rabbi Matzah, so still Rav Yehuda holds that it becomes chametz shavah la'pesach with an issa d'oraisa to eat it. So the chametz is chalul and the goy k'nei hakli, also achara and the din of chametz shavah la'pesach. And it's faster to use your chametz to get past your potato unless you cash it in. And then the Gemara has the next step. Well, you can only kasha kli masechet. You can't kasha kli cheret. What happens if you have chametz b'kedushas dishes that are kli cheret? So the pasuk says you shove it. You have to throw it on the vomit. You can't kasha kli cheret. Apparently, he has the cheret of the opening day of the year. There's no way to kasha. So the Gemara says that there were some communities where the taskin, where the rabbanim taskin, like Rabbi Yehuda, the chametz shal l'afesa has an issa d'oraisa. So they threw out the dishes every year. Every year they had to buy new chametz b'kedushas dishes. After Pesach was over, they had to buy new chametz. So the grain, okay, they had to sell it to the grain before Pesach, yeah. Or after Pesach, whatever. But they couldn't use their chametz b'kedushas dishes after Pesach because the din of chametz shalat Pesach was cow on the bli in the pot. You see, you let it out from the chumash. Because that's why it says in the Torah, if you cook the korban chatas in a pot and you ate it up before chatzos, before the zman d'oraisa, before the zman d'rabbanan, it says you have to kasher the pot. Why do you have to kasher the pot? But at the time that I cooked the korban chatas, everything was kosher. Everything was dunked in its water. So it says in the chumash, it doesn't matter. Even though he didn't violate any aveira at all. He didn't violate the leisur tzidum and aveira. Nonetheless, it says in the Torah that you have to kasher out the pot because the bleer in the pot will be chal on it. It will be chal on the balua on the pot, and isur of meisah. And tomorrow morning it will become meisah. So then tomorrow morning I'll cook another korban chatas in the pot. They'll be cooking a kosher korban in a tray for pot, in a pot that has a bli of noisa. The thing is, we don't have noisa bismanazah, we have chametz bismanazah. But according to the Tana Rav Yehuda, the chametz she'ovar, all of our pesach is an issa d'oraisa, and therefore you violate the issa, therefore the issa d'oraisa sets in even unrelated to Bari Rabbi Matzah. No one has to have violated Bari Rabbi Matzah. So therefore, the issa can be chal on a balu on a pot, even though you didn't do anything wrong. But the Moses is one passing like that. That's what the Gemara tells a story that one of the Amoraim, that's the conservative rabbis, all know that. The Gemara tells a story that in one of the communities, the merchants were charging an arm and a leg. They were charging much too much money for the china dishes. Because they knew that the Balabatim had to throw out all the chametz b'kedushas dishes and buy new dishes every year after Pesach. So one of them was an Amora who was visiting that city. And so what's going on? It was highway robbery. They were charging way too much. So he told the merchants, Ashu Zinaikin, that you better fix your prices and charge a normal rate, because if not, I will announce to the Balabatim, I'll change the din. He said, this is this. If you don't If you don't charge a decent price, I'll task him that the dinner is like Reb Shimon. The Chametz Shavar LaPesach is only a knas in the Rabbanon, and therefore it's only usher if you violated by Rabbi Matzin. So just like Chametz Bishus HaGoy, it's not Chava, Chametz Shavar LaPesach on it. So on the Blue Eskelem also, it's not Chava, Chametz Shavar LaPesach. So you see from that Gemara, the moral of the story is that you can change the din whenever there's some economic reason. That's what you see in the Feirush Gemara. You can change the Psak. Even though the Pesach was ungodinah like Rav Yudah, you can send the Pesach and pass like Rav Shimon if there's a slight chat of Pesach that you're charging too much money. That's what you see from that Gemara. If you look inside that Gemara and Sochem, it doesn't exactly say that. It says it a little differently, not that you can change the Pesach. It says that the rabbi, and that there was a rabbi who was visiting the community. The more that the rabbi in that community held a dinner like Rav Yudah. So that's what he told his Balabatim. The visiting rabbi never held a din was like Rav Yudah on this issue. He always held a din was like Rav Shimon. He's not changing his stock because there's an economic crisis. He just didn't open his mouth in the city. He holds a din was like Rav Shimon. What is it, his business? It's not his Balabatim. The Balabatim followed their local rabbi, and Mordas holds like Rav Yudah. So that's the throw it all apart. And it came kasha the klichet. There's no habel. So he just saw that the charge was so much money. So he said to him, he threatened the merchant, said, if you're not going to charge a decent price, if you don't lower your rate, I'm going to tell a Balabatim that it's a machlekes. So when you tell a Balabatim it's a machlekes, and there's a prominent rabbi, me, that I hold that it's mutter, so then they want to listen to their rabbi. So you may be in trouble. He didn't say, I'm going to change it. I always hold the dinners like Rav Shimon. The rabbi in town is not going to change. No one's going to change their opinion at all. He always held that he still sticks to his guns. He holds the dinners like Rav Yudah. I never held the dinners like that. He always held the dinners like Rav Shimon. But it's none of my business how he runs his, how he passes his shas. I'm not going to say anything, but if it's a shas of chag, then I will say that I never agreed with the rabbi in town. That's the context of the Gemara. But the whole Gemara is based on the whole idea that a path can become trace hours after you washed it out, is based on this pasuk in the Chumash, that you need mariko shtifa by parts in which you cook the korban.
Yes.
So didn't mention Tamil Gam also? Okay.
Well, after a day, after
Pesach,
what would it be
not
me? Wouldn't it be
mutter
anyway?
Midirabbanan. If you have, let's say, a pot that hasn't been used for 24 hours, so then the Gemara says, when I tell you the pot is mutter, you never have to cash it at all. Midirabbanan is exactly right. In a ben yom or out of ben yom. Some post can say, it's funny, it's machlokes tesis against some achrayim. The place it says in Sochem, there's a big place on that Lamed Aleph. The place it says, nice and time of gone, if you haven't used the pot for 24 hours, then whatever you're going to cook in the pot, is going to, the trace of bliya in the pot is going to go out into the kosher food that you're cooking now, the worst it's going to be is nice and time of gone. Unless you're cooking a davar chorus. Then the Gemara says in Masechet Avodah and Sodom Shulchan Aruch, that we assume that since you're cooking a davar chorus now, today, it's a chursei mechal yalei deshvat, the chalifus of the... If I'm cooking vinegar or something very sharp, so it'll cause the bliya that comes out to become mezentalna shrap. It won't be mezentalna shrap. That's how the Gemara says. So the... din is that a mezentalna gam is also lechatkhila in mutter b'diyevit. Lechatkhila, you're not allowed to use the cliche in the yom until you kasher it. But b'diyevit, if you did cook food in the pot, so then it's mutter. So what if you have a kli that's trace, and the kli is a kli cheris? And earthenware vessels. Klicheres, I tell you, eat out Klicheres, that Hadol doesn't help. That's good. It's good in the Chumash. Klicheres is just a loose Hadol. You surely have to throw it in the garbage. You have to break it. There's no way to cash it with Klicheres. So maybe I should say that Shas HaTchak, Kiri Yedadam, if you have a Klicheres, and there's no way to cash it, so you'll never be able to use it after 24 hours. So you should say, if the alternative is throwing it away completely, then maybe that's considered Shas HaTchak, Kiri Yedadam. So that's like B'di-Evit. So B'di-Evit, I say that what he puts in the pot is mutter for here because it's going to be Hepsis Kuloi. So maybe that's called B'di-Evit. The Tyson says the Farish, not so. That this Gzeirah the Rabbanim that you're not allowed to use, the last drop in Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says, the Gzeirah the Rabbanim, Eina Ben-Yomo, Ata Ben-Yomo, was not only instituted by Kli Matechas, which lend themselves to Hagolah, it was even instituted in the Rabbanim by Kli Cheres. There's a small group of Achreinim who say not so. One of them is the Arachai Makadosh, the Seif on Yeruday, and the Pri Torah. The Pri Chodesh has a Seif on Yeruday, it's called Pri Chodesh. And then there's a commentary on the Pri Chodesh that's called Pri Torah, written by the Arachai Makadosh. So in the Pri Torah, he doesn't show places, he just says not so. And there's a Tshuva Nedvar Shmuel. one of the early Achronim, is Vashmol and the Tshuva, he says also independently, he doesn't quote the Pre-Torah. He must have preceded the Pre-Torah, if I'm not mistaken. So he also writes like that. He says that he was an Italian, I think. He says a group of Rabbanim, they all passed like that. He doesn't quote this. They all decided to pass my Allah like that. But in Kosharit, there's not Zeir the Rabbanim and Benyam or the Benyam. But you see from the Gemara, it's not so. You see the Feresh, because the Gemara says that after Pesach, they would throw out all of the Kli Cheret, because there was no way to cash them. What do they throw them out for? It's clearly Ein Ben Yomo hasn't been used for Chameh for a long time. Hasn't used for Chameh for the last 7 days, for the last 8 days, since before Pesach, as Pesach in the morning. So clearly it's a clear that's an Ein Ben Yomo. They see the Feresh in the Gemara, that even an Ein Ben Yomo, you have to throw it out by a Kli Cheret. She's in the Gemara like this. Some of the dinim in this parasha are unique to korbanos. They're only special touching the dinim. Marshal, this dinim rikra shtifa. If you have a clean nechoshes, if you have a clean matefa, so the Torah requires rikra shtifa, you have to kasher it out. And the Gemara explains rikra shtifa means bechamin uvetzainim. The Gemara has a machlokes which is this. So the rikra bechamin is shtifa betzainim, and the rikra betzainim is shtifa bechamin. Machlokes atanayim at the end of Zlach and Tzerek Tam Kapit. But it's clear that in addition to the kashering process, the kashering is only bechamin. You have to dip the pot into burning, boiling hot water and bubbling hot water. So in addition to that, you have to rinse it off with cold water. So the rinsing off with cold water has nothing to do with the act of hagolah. It's only a mitzvah by touching that you have to have the meruvah shtifa. So it's on the last bathing of it is there, right? So we have a minig that when we kasha tray for kelim, when you kasha tray for forks and knives, so you dip it into the bubbling pot of burning hot water, and you hold it there for a few seconds till it gets hot. You just dip it in and take it out. It's not going to get hot. So leave it in for a few moments till it gets burning hot. And if it gets burning hot, so then you have to say that the whole tray for bleer will come out. Okay, so the tray for bleer comes out. Then Tayshan says the meaning is that you rinse it off with cold water right away. And they say, we don't know what in the world this is based on. Can it be based on the Pesach and Rikosh Tifa? They say, no, Rikosh Tifa is only by Kachin, doesn't even apply to Truman. The Gemara says, the Pharisee doesn't even apply to Truman. But if you cook Truman at top, you don't require Rikosh Tifa, just require Rosh. So they don't know what it's based on. Then they say, it must be there, it's a Zeicha and Rikosh Tifa. They can't come up with anything else. It must be there, it's a Zeicha and Rikosh Tifa. It's clear that there are some dinner in this Pesach that are unique to Kachin. So the Rambam at the seems to hold that Kulcheres, Ashadurusha, Bo Yishover, is only by, also only by Kotchen. He says by Truma, there's no din of Shviras Kulcheres. It is just wait till it's Ein Ben Yom and then you use it. No, let's say the Kohen cooked Truma in the pot, and now a non-Kohen wants to cook Kulin in the pot. Just like you're not allowed to cook Fleishiks in a Milchik pot, you're not allowed to cook Milchiks in a Fleishik pot. You're not allowed to cook Kulin in a Truma Digit pot. You don't have to be part of the Mashkani? You're not supposed to. Usually we assume that you don't even have Shishin, and the contents of the pot against the Bliya that may come out from the Zosni have to. We certainly assume that you won't have Mashkani. You assume you don't even have shishim. Once in a long while you have shishim, once in a long while you have meya. But you have kli, not allowed to, for sure. So you have to kasha the pot. So what if the pot is a kli cheres that I cook the truma? So we assume that you can't kasha kli cheres. But the Rambam says not so. The Rambam seems to hold that halacha that you can't kasha kli cheres, a terrorist out kli cheres, that it only doesn't apply to truma. Why doesn't it apply to truma? Truma, you can't kasha kli cheres. Truma, you can't kasha kli cheres. Haseir bala. So the Oha Shulchan says Pshat Naram. The first Truma is Hatera Balan. That's a Chiddush. That's called Hatera Balan.
What about
Hatera Balan? Time is called on the Shulchan. What about Hatera Balan? Yeah, that's a Pasuk. That's a Yishavah. That's a
Mitzvah
Yishavah. So what's the difference between how we Hatera Balan? In fact, Pesach is here for Kasha. Why is it Yishavah? Why do you smash the Kli? If Menatera, you're permitted to use any trade for Kli after 24 hours. And the whole thing that you have to cash for anything is only within the first 24 hours. How about cash this place with what? You smash the clean throw in the garbage, put it away in the cabinet for 24 hours. And after 24 hours, mitzvah. But you have to tell it there about here. So wait till it's in and you have to say, it says, no, but that's your mitzvah. It says, if you have a pot in which you cook the clean chayos, in which you cook the carbon chatos, that's a mitzvah in the third. You should not wait 24 hours and use it later on. Now that it has the blea of carbon chatos in it, it says, you should smash it. I expect, and I'm supposed to wait 24 hours to wait till it gets touched. After it becomes nicer, you have to finish. So the Rambam matters, that's the way of Hashulchan and Pshatan Ram, that's Hashulchan Yeredela and Pshatan Ram like that. But he holds that, that by Hetera Bela, you say that he compares Hadola does help. And the Trum is considered Hetera Bela. We don't assume like that. We assume that you have, let's say you have Tleishik dishes, a Milchik dish. Hadola helps. Tleishik Milchik dishes are Hetera Bela. So Hadola helps? No. Hadola doesn't help on Shana. At all, not the heterobol, not the yisurobol. Where does this whole havmini come from? This whole distinction between heterobol and yisurobol. That's also the Gemara lays that in Aveda Zohar. The Gemara asks the contradiction between the two descriptions of kasher and kosher kavan. Here it says, if you cook the korban chatos in a clean of kosher, so you do mariko shtifa. Mariko shtifa is hagolah. Plus rinsing up in cold water. But it's basically a form of hagolah that you do in the form of a mitzvah. When you just do Haggolah, you don't say a brach. When you do Marika Shtifa, it's a mitzvah, so then you have to say a brach. Huh? So this is a Haggolah, but it's a mitzvah. So you have to package it for rinsing off the cold water, you have to do it in the Azor. Makum Kodesh, you have to do it. So there's special meaning to this Haggolah that elevates to the level of a mitzvah. And then, later in Chumash, when you have at the end of Chumash Bamidbar, when you have the description of Mechemes Midyan, it says that they took all of the Shoshi Kalim from Midyan, and they had to kasha them. So it says that some kelim they have to do libuna, and some kelim they have to do hadolah. So the Gemara, the Lord's document with his Zohar, asks on the contradiction. How come there it says sometimes you need to do libun, and here in Parshas Tzav, it never requires libun, it just says, more pushuta b'amon, just do hadolah with water. Why doesn't it mention over here that if you broil the korban chatos, so if you didn't cook it, if you broiled it, that you have to do libun? In fact, the Gemara says that it's a mitzvah to eat it sleep. Because it says, in Mashcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave all of the matzah skewers to the town in the Mashcha, and Mashcha like a bull, but the Gemara says, Kadosh, I'm Lachem Ochlin. So the Lachem don't eat hamburgers, they only hot dogs, they eat steak. So the Gemara says, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the proper way to eat all the kosher is sleep, the chargah, fancy shmen. So if you're going to eat it sleep, so how does it help? Gemara says, shoot the bamboyim, hagor, you should have to adopt the libun. So the Gemara in the Lord's Daven of Rizor has two terus. In one terus is Yagid Olav Reo. The Gemara uses the Malikah from the Tatsuk in here. Yagid Olav Reo means that one parish is Megala and the other. It says over there that sometimes Levin, sometimes Hagola. So who are the Nami over here in Parish is Tzav? Even though it says, even though it says Malikah Shtifa Bamayim Hagola, but sometimes only Zibun. And according to the Gemara that it's the Mashal of Gedulah Tzash and Lach Mosin Sleep Bechar. It means that most of the time it will be Levin. It's a little difficult. Most of the time it's going to be Libun, so why does it describe Hagolah? It should say here Libun, and Yagad Olavrei on the Hagolah. If most of the time you eat it flee, because it should be eaten in Mashkol Gula. So that's why the next Mandama, when we talk to him, I give the dissonance of Adashi Omar, it's not Yagad Olavrei. The fact that it says in Parashat Tzav, Amorek, Yishut Ad-Bamoyim, that all you need is Hagolah, means that you never need Libun. Why? Because here it's a Tera Bola. Because at the time that you cook the carbon chatos in the pot, everything was kosher. When do you sometimes need libun? That's by the clay medium. Where they go in, cook chazer, they grow up chazer in the pot. They use it for mamas traces up. So then you need libun. But if the thing that you used it for was a terebol and then later on it became tray, so then it would be sufficient with, it's always sufficient with habon. So that's how we count. And there was a space up in the Shulchan Aruch, before the machlekes between Tesis and the Ramban, whether Chametz Dikakelim that you use to broil on ever need legal. Do you say that Chametz Kodim on Pesach is also a terebola? So any Chametz Dikakelim that you want to make kosher in the Pesach will be sufficient with Hagolah, because it didn't at the time that I used it, everything was kosher. Chametz Kodim is manor is Musa Bakid. It only becomes also Bakid on Pesach. Or should I say no, that's what the Ramban disagrees with Pesach. It says that Chametz is Shmai Olav all year long, it has a din of Chametz on it. Well, here by the carbon chatos, up until Alos HaShachar, it's not Nisa. It doesn't have a Shein Nisa yet. It's called the Shein Chatos. So at the time that it was Nidla, it was Manish HaTerebol, it didn't have the Shein. But by Chomis, all year long, it had the Shein Chomis. The only thing is that Chomis all year long is Mutter. So since at the time that it was Nidla and the Kli, it already had a Shein Chomis, so therefore you would require in such a case. That's the Machlekes between Tesis and the Ramban. Although normally we're Machme on that. By Pesach, we are machmer for the Ramban Shita that we sometimes require libun, but we are mitzar the Shita Tatesis in one case, namely by frying pan. If you have a frying pan, how do you determine whether you need libun or you need hagola? So the Gemara says, if it's, first it says, if you cook the traces with liquid, I cooked traitor soup, so then it's an apot hagolah. But if I boil something traitor, then you have to have that food. What if you fry something traitor? So you don't fry it. If you fry it without any oil, then it's boiling. So that's so then you need legal. But if you fry with oil, so it has a little bit of oil in order to prevent it from burning. So maybe that little bit of oil makes it that it should be considered like bishul, that it's sufficient with hagolah. Maybe I should say no, that since sometimes the rosh writes, since sometimes the oil dries up, the oil evaporates because of the fire on the bottom. So therefore I should consider it like tashmish al-dei ha'or, that you would require that gear legal. So that's an achlokes. So for all traces, it says in Yoredei with Machmir, to require dafke libun by tigun, because maybe tigun is dina tis hashmish aydei ha'ur, except for chomek, that if you have a chomek dik efranken, that you want to make kosher lepesa, so there the Shulchan Aruch compromises and says, no, but since says the sheet is like a tzir of hashit, like a spek, since says it has bechlau, you never need libun for the chomek dik ekelim, because it's a kerbal, and even though we're machmer that you do need libun, like the Rabban sheet, but there's one day in the rush that ends tigun, then I play Tigun, it's enough, it's Hagolus, even though we're Machner against that rush, like the other day in the rush, but we don't adopt two Chumras, one on top of the other. So play, so frying pan, for Pesach, we'll make a one. That's a common shayla now. Sometimes they make, they fry tracer things in frying pans, but it's not some frying pan like your mother fries eggs or you fry some chicken on. It has so much oil. The oil is so deep. And it's never going to evaporate. No hashash like the Rosh says. It may evaporate a very deep front. A very deep fry. That it has a foot and a half deep of oil. But look, that should zichati. There shouldn't be any machlekes on that. Look, that should zichati dinak bishul. That should be enough with hagolah. You shouldn't require liban on that. Hashash,
I'm looking for the exact purpose of either hagolah or liban.
Two different purposes. That's a very important question. There are two different purposes for hagolah and for liban. We pass in the two different purposes. The purpose of Hagolah is to be machlid, to spit out the bliya, the balua, and the daifen hakdera. The purpose of libun, we pass in like the ra'or, and the berak habayis, is not for the purpose of being machlid to yisra, but rather to be self-abim koma, to bring it out where it is. That's how the ra'or interfaces kashi. The prophet says, when cheres, Hagolah doesn't help. And the Gemara says, ha'tari yira, ha'tari cheres, and yoyt, mi deidokyo, mi odom. That the pot will always remain trace, but if the pot always remains trace, so how come the Gemara says the Feirish and Zochim that Libun helps? That place is Kasha, how come Libun helps? If it says in the Chumash that the Bliya will not come out, so how come Libun helps? So the place is Gidrupta, a very strange answer. And the Shulchan Aruch, we assume, most of the Achronim assume, some assume like this, but it's generally assumed like the Ra'or. Place's answer is that in Kli Cheres, how do you make a Kli Cheres? You take sand. You mix it with water, you make a matai, and then you take the matai, you make a kli out of it, and then you take this kli into the oven, not some the oven that you bake pies in, you take it into the kiln, where they bake all their kelim, and you leave it there for a while, and then it converts from a kli adama, and you make it into a kli cheres. That's what makes it into a kli cheres. So what happens is you have a tray for kli cheres, and you do libun. So libun means that you put it back into the self-cleaning oven, you put it back into an oven that's so hot, like the same type of an oven that this is manufactured in Milo Hakshima. The Tosha says, when it comes out, stick and stand brand new, it looks like a Banu Chadosh's bowl of time. It's like it's clear as if it's not the same identity that it was before. It's a different kli. The trace of kli disappears, and this is Banu Chadosh's bowl of time, which is our son, the Houdini trick. There's a different kli. The old kli disappears, and it is a new kli. Since it's a new kli, and they never finish the sentence. It's a new kli, but it's still trace. It still has the trace of kli. If a Torah swears, a Torah heeda, the Torah testifies that the kli will not come out. But the kli will not come out. Old kli, new kli. It's a very new kli, but it has a trace of kli. But if I take earth, I take sand, it has a kli, a chazer in the sand. There's a kli. Someone pours chazer on the sand. I take the earth and I make, mix it with water and I make a matkah and I make a shape of the kli and put it into the oven and I make it. But it has, I use chazer fat to put it together. So what does it help that it's a brand new kli, but it has a bliya traces in it? What does it help over here? Does he say Tamach Adas is all the time? That's very strange, he says. You have to figure out what Pshad takes it. So the Ra'or gives a different answer from Tosha. He says, the Torah Heidah, that Hagolah doesn't help, that the kli will never be mafla to Yisra, but the Torah never said that you can't burn the Yisra, you can't be surfeit, and the purpose of leaving is to be surfeit in Kama, to burn the Chameh in the kli where it is. That's why Moshe Feinstein talks with Lalocha. This is a very important stuff. It comes up every day in Kashrut. The din is, and it's a Kibola Kachpolto, that there are three different forms of kashering treif kelim, depending on how they became treif. In the form is you only have two mentioned. You have in the end of Bamidbar, you have Hagola and Libun. And here, because you have Terebola, so you never need Libun. But whenever you see Terebola, sometimes you need Libun, and sometimes you need Hagola. And then the Yerushalmi says that there's a third way to do kashering. If you have Libun, you give a Yomim. If the pot was only Balea, or Yidei Kavush, I never cooked anything hot in the pot. It just contained treif ingredients. It just contained treif food in it with a liquid, and you're sitting there for 24 hours. So we say the kavish can rush, something is soaking in a kli for 24 hours, then the pot will be boleya that treif is. So the belia was not ayidei ha'esh, nor ayidei bishul, but rather ayidei kavish. Then Yerushalmi says, kibola kapoto. You can get rid of such a trace of liya, are you there? Covered. Take the trace of pot and soak it in water. Then you shall me that you have to need a liya gimel yom. You have to soak it for 72 hours, and after every 24 hours plus, you have to wait 24 hours and change the water. Then wait another 24 hours and another minute, and then change the water again, and then wait another 24 hours. So you have to need a liya gimel yom. That's the clause. Kibola kachpolta with kaveya, what form of kashering you have to have. So if it's Tashmish Ha'idei Ha'ur, then you have to have Dafka Libun. If it's Tashmish Ha'idei Bishul, then you have to have Hagol. If it's Tashmish Ha'idei Kavush, then you have to have Mila Bira Gino Yamim. Why do you have to have Mila Bira Gino Yamim? If the Bila was Mila Ha'idei Kavush Gino Yamim was 24 hours, so why do you have to have 72 hours to get it out? So they seriously quote, Sam Rishonim said, based on that Yerushalmi, that you only say Kavush Gino Yamim if the traces is soaking in the pot for 72 hours. But if it soaks, if the traces soaks for less than 72 hours, you don't say Kavush Gino Yamim. We don't pass like that. He passed like the Babli. The Babli says the Pharisee, Tole Kuliyama Bechelva Shari, that if you soak meat and milk for Kuliyama all day long, that's the Chiddush. We learned it in Taisus, and it should be a very Zenim Rafael Nisan. The Taisus is told about Gemara, that if you soak, that there's a Chiddush Lekula in Basi Bechelva. The Chiddush Lekula is that you don't say Kavish Kinevushal. And all other traders, you say Kavish Kinevushal, and I say, well, if you soak something trace with something kosher, so the kosher thing will become trace. If you soak it for a cooler yom all day long, and a basa b'chalav, it won't be basa b'chalav the rice. It won't be basa b'chalav the rice, because that's bishalav the third. So the Gemara's question is, you tell like cooler yom or b'chalav. If you show it, if you soak the meat and milk all day long, the shari is mutam and atar, it's only a meat of basa b'chalav the rice. What do you mean cooler yom? You see the theory that you say kavish and rushal in one day. You don't have to have 3 days. So that's how we pass. You only need one day. The only question is, how long is one day? One day is 12 hours and one day is 24 hours. So the Mishnah is to quote all the three sheets. One sheet is that you only say kavish and rushal 72 hours based on Yerushalmi. Then he says, we don't follow that because it's most of the theory. The Bali says, tell us to the end of the cover all day long. It's one day. And then he quotes Machlokes and Rishon whether one day means 12 hours or one day means 24 hours. So we pass in census sheet. We pass in compromise 24 hours. We're not so makel that it's 12 hours. We're not so machna or shakir. We're not so machna that it's kavish and mevushal 12 hours. We're not so makel that it's only kavish and mevushal 72 hours. But they say it's a passion that kavish and mevushal is 24 hours. And nonetheless, when you have treif kelim that became treif ayidei kavush, the only way to kasher them is to do middle year gimel yom in 72 hours. So what are you 72 hours? If the klal is kibbola kapolta, so should be good enough, meet of the year for 24 hours. So the answer is, that's not a kasha. If there would have been a kasha, we would have had what to answer. That's not a kasha. Kibbola kapolta just is kaveya, what form of kasherizing you have to use. Whether you need hagola, or libun, or meet of the year. So if it was tashmisha ayde ha'esh, then you need libun. And then whenever you need libun, you need libun. Let's say it was tashmisha ayde ha'esh, and the fire was only 250 degrees. Then Allah says you have to have libun. How much is libun? Libun is a lot more than 250 degrees. I want to say kibbola kachpolto. What is that to kibbola kachpolto? If the bliya was ayidei ha'esh, if it was only warm, less than yatsa lettuce, let's say there was a little, someone held a match on the bottom of a pot, and then you had some chazer on top. The match is going to make it slightly warm. But if the room temperature being... how much is it here today? Hot today. 85 degrees. Pretty hot in summer. I don't know. I'm hot. Let's say it's 90 degrees on a nice hot day. So you put a match on the ground, it comes 91 degrees. It's going to come 91 degrees. So it's not yatsolet. It's not going to be boleya. But let's say you had a fire on the bottom and it was yatsolet. So it's tashmish, ayde ha'esh.
So then you need Dafka Libum, but you can't kasha by putting a little match on the bottom. You can't just kasha by doing the same way it became church, that's way it becomes kasha. Kabbalah Pachpot is just cover which form of kasha you need. Once you determine that you need that A, B, or C, you need that form of kasha, and then it takes on its own rules and regulations. How do you do the kasha? So in Libum, the halacha requires, you have to be sure for Bum Komo. To be sure for Bum Komo, you have to have a very high degree temperature, whatever that is. That's the question. How high do you have to be considered Libum? The Darkei Moshe, quote, Darkei Moshe by the Ramon, who has faith of. Quote, there was a big machleg zorishan, and the Mokai has, there was a machleg zorishan, how hot it has to really get. So the Babacha are very make language. But they have the Balatani and Shohanah passments that it's Lahokalam. Exactly how hot, how high a degree you have to leave. So there's no, so that's not a kasha. How come Kavish can lose all this 24 hours, cooling out 24 hours, and then in order to kasha it, you have to have Nibiru Gimayam. There's no theory. In order to make a trade, it's Kavish can lose all 24 hours. Once it became trade by day Kavish, then you have to kasha it all day Kavish. Adikasha de Kavish has its own rules and regulations, not 24 hours. You have to have Dafkir 72 hours. So what about Hagdala? That's the shot. What about Hagdala? So it says in Shulchanot that Hagdala has to be done, says in Mechaber, based on the early Rachonim, Shumas Hadeshim and others, that Hagdala has to be done with burning hot water, bubbling hot water, Mala Babur, 212 degrees. That's the Mala Babur. What if I know the Farish that I never use the pot for anything that's 212 degrees? So how can you ever know? How can you ever know? You use the tray for pot for something. I'm use the pot for something for so long. So sometimes we eat with 212, sometimes 1212. That's why you have factories where everything is run by machinery. And you know exactly, and it has to be that to such a degree. If it'll be 180 degrees, the machine will plot. So it's obvious that it was never, you know, the vada or the chocolate will burn. It has to be that 126.5 degrees. If it's 128 degrees, the chocolate will burn. So that's the hechatimsis, where we know exactly what the degree heat is. And it never got 5 degrees more or the whole thing would get you. But you know the Vada that the blue was only 130, 140, 150, they still require in order to kasher 212 degrees or not. So Moshe Feinstein writes, he quotes from the Hadanish Pasans like that also. From the Shumas Hadesh, Malikaradin, we say that Kibbalah Kachpolto not only to determine that you need Hagolah, but to determine how much of a Hagolah you need. If it was Baleya, Ayidei, 160 degrees, so you need to get it out. It's a little more than 160 degrees. If it was Baleya, Ayidei, 180 degrees, so then you need a little more than 180 degrees. If it was Baleya, Ayidei, let's say 260 degrees, water will evaporate at 212. But if there are other mashkin that don't evaporate at 212. So if it was Baleya, with a degree heat of 260 degrees, so then Halacha says, more of Rishuta Bamein, that as long as you have Ma'ala Babur, it's 212 degrees, we assume that that will get out all the trace of Bli, even though the Bli was ingrained even more. And the only reason why it says in the Shulchan Aruch that you always require 212 degrees is because how do you know how hot the pot was at the time that it was Balei the traces? The summer, once in a while, you cook traces in the pot, which let's say they had the pot. The summer, once in a while, you cook traces in the pot at the highest temperature possible with water, 212 degrees. And since the probability is that you may have used it at 212 degrees, so then you always need Havala at 212 degrees. What happens if you know the Vada has Nif, the Nikaradin, you don't need Malabha Bush, it's just a Nini. So it's a Nini, it's not Nikaradin, it's a Nini. But then the question is, what if it's a Tinsu, we just can't observe the Nini. You can't observe the Nini, you'll break, the alternative is, you'll break the machinery. It's physically impossible to do Havala. So that's the shiloh. So you have to, you insist on observing the minik, even at the expense of breaking your machine. In other words, or not using this machine for kosher product. Let's say a guy has a factory and he used to manufacture, used to make candies there, whatever. And we know the fairish that it never, used to make tray for chocolates and it never reached the point of test. Well, it's simple as a thing. So he made the chocolates with kolobakum. Thank you, there's a whole lot of atmosphere. So it's the syrup bomb. Okay. So you have a hesitancy where the guy was cooking traces from the top. And we know the Vadai that it never reached past a certain degree heat. And if you're going to cook it, you're going to cook up the water in order to kasha the pot to 212 degrees, it's kind of impossible. You just can't do it. But the shayla is now, the guy wants to manufacture kosher candies. The Pesach, for all year long, whatever it is, you say that we just can't use that machinery for kosher products, but he's saying, no, but he's the high governor, that it's impossible, so there's no minute. It's almost unmakeable on that. If it's impossible, so you're not obligated to observe the minute. The minute only applies when it's shot, when it's not shot. Are you complete?
Well, how do we know by trying?
Trying, the Shulchan Aruch makes this compromise. And the Gabi traces, we say that you need Dr. Lieberman, because the Choshesh that maybe all of the early, or so much of the early evaporated, that it's mamish the trace of things mamish sitting on the pan. But the Gabi Chomei, since there is an opinion that Chomei is a terrible, even though we're mocking against that, to require Lieberman, but on the frying pan, there are two opinions lawful. There's a sheet that Chomei never required Lieberman. And the other day in the Rosh, that Tigun is not Dino Kitzli, it's Dino Kimavushal. Since it's sort of a sex fake, so we'll make all that it's enough with Hagwam.
When
Somehow, but the only time it's called three is if you have no pot on the bottom where the juice will collect and the juice is dripping down. That's called three. But if you have a frying pan and you have a little moisture there, that's already not called three. It's called three.
The same muscle, just in one case, in the parabola, and in the case of the Surabola, why you want to tolerate the parabola, you want to be a dollar, and the Lieberman, so you do any purpose that you're going for.
You want to get the Bli out, so what's the difference whether the Bli was a terror, it's ancient history? What's the difference? Has a hezber in this din that would make sense. He says like this: if you have a pot that really needs libun, and instead of doing libun, you do hagola. What do you say? That none of the bleer comes out? No. Say a lot of the bleer comes out. Probably most of the bleer comes out. Most of the bleer is going to come out. Some poskim want to say so much of the bleer is going to come out that if you're going to cook, let's say if you take a tray for pot, which is ben yomo. It's within the 24 hours. And you didn't do any hagola or leaven. You didn't kosher the rule. And you cook kosher food in pot. So we assume that the tray for bliya may be coming out now into the kosher food and make a tray. We assume that usually you don't have shishim in the contents of the pot against the doifne hakdeir. We assume that the food will become tray. What happens if I had a tray for pot that really needed leaven? Instead of doing leaven, I did hagola. And then I went ahead and I cooked some kosher food in pot. So some poskim say, la'alacha, that you cannot say the food is going to become tray for the yevet. Because if you did have gola on a pot that needs libun, the stomach 99% of the bli is going to go out anyways. How much a mashu bli is going to remain? You know that mashu bli is going to become baku v'shishim for sure, and the kosher food that you're going to cook now. So it's not a shayla to the edit. It's just a shayla, that's how many times. It's just a shayla from a hatchila that you have to have dafke libun. So now the Ran explains as follows. Whenever you did Hagola on a pot that really required Libun, you were supposed to do Libun, you didn't do, you did Hagola. So we assume that Ruba the Ruba of the Bliya came out. And there's a very slight amount of Bliya that's left. It can only come out after either Libun and not either Hagola. That slight amount of Bliya that's left, maximum you can call it, the Ram coins a phrase, is a Tam Kolosh. A Shvacha Tam, you kicked out, you knocked out the whole Kishkis from the Tam. Originally you had a Tam, I cooked Chazam in a pot, so it's a Gesunke Tam, Chazam in a pot. Then I did a hagola. Let's say I grilled chazer on a grill. Then I did a hagola instead of doing a libun. So 99.99% of the bliya went out. Just a little bit of the bliya remains. So that's a slight amount of the bliya. Not only is it divided. Not only is it a slight amount that's going to be bottled with the shishim. Probably the slight amount that's left is also only a tam kolish. It's a shvacha tam. So the Ran says that this is probably the distinction that if you have something as isura ball that already is trade. So even, not only do you say Tom Kikum when it's a Tom Bari, even after it's lowered down to the level of a Tom Kolish, it's a very weak Tom, I still say that since the Yisr already set in on it, so even a Tom Kolish of that Yisr will also be enough to Aser food later on. Now, Shaini Kane, if something starts off at Tera, Something is a korban chatas, and then it's going to come out. Lo yisah shachar, it will become nifso belina. It will become noisa. Or something is basar, and when it joins with cholav, it will become basar b'cholav. Or something is chametz, perim ha-pesach, and then when Pesach comes, the yisah chametz will be chalana, and it comes to Pesach, and that's called interibon. So if it, by the time the yisah is supposed to set in, the tam, the bliyah, is only a tam kolosh, so then we have a klal that an yisah cannot be chalana tam kolosh. That's what the Ram explains, the hezbur, the chilik between heterabol and yisurabol. That's all on the assumption like the Rambam. If you hold that you do the Mariko or Shtifa, you do the Havola before it becomes Noisa. If you hold like the Ravid in the other day in Pesach, that you do it after it became Noisa, that's not the Hezbo. But if you say that you do the Mariko or Shtifa before it becomes Noisa, that means that you didn't Havola on a path that really should have had Libun. But after doing Havola, Ruba, the Ruba of the Belir comes out. And even what's left is not only a smaller amount the Kamuas. It's even Be'ikus or Shvach HaTam, it's only on Tam Kolosh. And Yisra cannot be Chal on a Tam Kolosh. The Ran has it. The Ran explains that that's the Hezbur, that's the philosophy behind the principle of not Bar Nas. And then when I was learning Yerudeyas, I was talking learning with somebody from Torah Vadas. I said, I'm learning similar about not Bar Nas. They said, and why you, everything goes with abbreviations. Why you? And B-U-R-G-S and T-I, everything is Rosh Tevis. He never heard of Nat Banat. He thought that I invented the Rosh Tevis. Nat Banat is in Yeridaya. Nice and tam by nice and tam. It's called Nat Banat. Means like this, if you cook milk in a pot, because the milk is pot, then you washed out the pot, then you cook potatoes in the pot. So the potatoes became milk. A blue of milk goes from the walls of the pot and goes into the potato. So the Shulchan Aruch calls that Tashayla, but that's a good marshal or not. Shulchan Aruch, let's say, just for argument's sake, Shulchan Aruch calls that not, bar, not. That's a nice and tam, bar nice and tam. Because originally the milk gave it li into the pot, that's nice and tam rishon. Then you washed out the pot. There's no longer any bien, there's only a tam. Then the tam goes from the dois nafter into the pot of the potatoes, and now the potatoes, you want to become milk again. Now, after the potatoes became milk, you're going to tell me that if you pour in a little schmaltz from flesh into those potatoes, that's going to become basa b'cholo. So the Mechaber Paskins, the Ramah doesn't hold on this, but the Mechaber Paskins, that's a not banat the heterah, that does not become trade. Why not? So the Ram explains that since it's already a tam kolosh, the flavor of milk is so weak over here, it's a not banat, it's a nezin tam by nezin tam, so since it's only a tam kolosh, the isa basa b'cholo cannot be chal on a tam kolosh. But let's say if I cook chazer in a pot, and then I washed out the pot and I cooked potatoes in the pot. So of course you're going to say that I'm not by not is also. Then I took the potatoes and I reheated the potatoes in another pot. And then I cooked some water in the other pot. So everything will get trafe. The potatoes have the trafe of belief from the pot and it's going to make the next pot trafe. Then the water that I cooked the next pot is also going to become trafe. Everything is going to become trafe. Even nice and tam by nice and tam by nice and tam by nice and tam. Because by Yisura, if the thing started up already as an Yisur, so once the Yisra was chal already, it continues to remain, even if the tam is now lower to the level of the tam kolosh. But if the Yisra wasn't chal yet, you want an Yisra to be chal on a tam, which is only a tam kolosh, that's what the Ran explains, an Yisra cannot be chal on a tam kolosh. And he says that's the Gemara knew this secret of not banat the hetera versus not banat the Yisra. They knew that secret from this parsha. How come over here it only requires bishul hagolah? And there we say sometimes Agola, sometimes Libun, so the answer is Hetera Gola versus Yisur Gola. So he explains that that's what it's all about. If you do Hagola on a pot that needs Libun, the Belia that remains only Tam Kolosh, and the Yisur cannot be Chala on Tam Kolosh. It's all assuming that you do the Merika Shtifa before it becomes nice. If you do it after it becomes nice, it has to be a different Hez. Different, not a Mahala. Different Hez, yeah.
We're saying though that the Ramapia for the Ramban sheet that I promised, that it's Nikra from its earlier
Shmawala,
yeah. So therefore, why do we make a feel of being with Neshar with Yitzhak Hanishu and Ampashar with Yitzhak Hanishu? Before then, Hagala can be done because it's the Terabala.
Yeah.
And afterwards, it's considered the Surabala. We hold like the Ramban. It should always be considered being Yisur HaBala.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Pashtun says Nikra, then we pass kind of like places. It is a
Terabala.
Right, that's the way the Vilna Gaon is done. Nikra, then we really hold like places, just the Chumah to be Machal HaRamba. It says in the Chumash also, Merak Vishut HaBa Moyim. So the Gemara says you can only do Merika Shtifa with water, you can't use any other mashkin. Is this a din that's only limited to Hilchas Merika Shtifa? Or does it apply also to Hagolah? That you can't do Hagolah with any mashke other than Mayim. So that's hard to say. Hagolah is not a mitzvah that you should insist there has to be this and not that. You can use anything. if you get the bliyah by hook or by crook, if you can get a chassidish rebbe to recite a blessing, to give a bracha and the bliyah will fly out of zavari, it was also good. If it's not balei, if you have such a material that's not balei, if it's not balei, it's not balei. The Gemara says, if you have glass, it's not balei, so it's not balei. Nothing to discuss. And if you can get the bliyah out anyway, so you can't say that it's a mitzvah. Here he said bracha on the bliyah tishtitz. It's a mitzvah. You have to do it in the Beis HaMikdash. So here you have to have that kimah. But it doesn't apply by other traders. But yet the Ramah quotes in the name of the Ramah of his place, of course, the name of the Rishonim, based on Ramban and the Gemara Chulin and Daf Kuf Ches, that you have to do Hagolah Dafke with Mayim, not based on this pasuk, but based on a different svar, a mitzias. That we're not exactly sure which mashkim have this. Not, he doesn't think that all mashkim have the property of being able to be maflet bleed. So he thinks that water for sure can be maflet bleed. Doesn't know if you're going to use oil, if you're going to use wine, if you're going to use beer, if you're going to use soup, every mashkim in the world. He's not sure which mashkim are good, which are not good. But since we're not sure, so we insist on dafke having water. Let's say you have a shas atkat, you have certain machinery that you just can't use water on. If you use water, it gets ruined. So then all the poskim are makel, that then the shas atkat, you can do the hagolah with oil. You can do hagolah with other mashkim. There's a big shalom if you do hagolah with steam. So if the blue was like they steam, So then about it, you can do the Hagolah Ayidei Steam. What if the Bliya was not Ayidei Steam? The Bliya was Ayidei Mashkem. But you want to do the Hagolah Ayidei Steam. Is that good enough? So most of the Poskim in Europe held that you can't. You can't do Hagolah Ayidei Steam. And Ramosha broke the tradition. He said if it's a Kli Sheinu Ben Yomo, since a Kli Sheinu Ben Yomo, if it's Ben Yomo, he's not Nekel either. But if it's a cliche, ain't it Ben Yom, it's after 24 hours, so the whole requirement for Hagolah is only Rabbanon. So he says, look, can make Hosein to do Hagolah with steam, even though all the classical posting held that it's not there. Unless later on you're going to use it, he says, unless later on you're going to use it for Dovah Chorif. If you plan to cook for Dovah Chorif, or plan to do Kovash on a Dovah Chorif in this pot later on, so then there's no Kula Ben Ben Yom. Because then the Dovah Chorif is filth and Mechayel the Shvach, it's going to make the Bliya that's in a Ben Yom into a nice and Tamil Shvach. So then if the Bliya really is there, then there's going to be a problem there, ice involved. So then he's not willing to be made for it. He's not going to go against the Dovah. So he says if you're not going to use it for Dovah Chorif in the future, and it's an Ena Ben Yom, so the whole problem is only the Rabbanon. So then he thinks that you can be made for to do Hagolah Yidei Steam.
Why should
he
make it?
Why should
he? It's just sorry to say that he's not.
If we don't even know which mashkim are good, we're machmedavka to use water.
So steam is just for the state of water. It's just
that's what
anybody
uses.
We're
not sure. Not sure what steam is? No, we know what steam is, but we're not sure whether it has the same properties of water that it could be maflet bliya, so the balu and it could.
If you can boil water to 214 degrees.
Only water. When the water is burning hot, so then we know from the Chumash that it has the ability to be mafle to tray for bleed. That's what they say. They don't know. They're not convinced. They don't know exactly what property of water it is that does the trick, that does the stunt of being mafle to bleed. It could be that it has to have the liquidy property. The big problem is that scientifically they have radioactive isotope testing and they say that none of our pots have any bleeds. Period. They say that our pots are treated in such a way, the metals are treated in such a way that they're all shia below bala. They're all so smooth that they're not bala. Just like it says in the Gemara that they're sochim, that there are some kelim that are not bala, because they knew scientifically it's not bala. They didn't know Baruch HaFed, they knew scientifically it's not bala, so the Gemara says not bala, it's not bala. The Mechavis says that glass is not bala, not bala, it's not bala. So now they claim that none of our pots have any influence. They say it doesn't have the mashu of the blue. So Rabbi Tengler once made a whole class about this. He said, since when does the halacha follow chemistry and biology? So nobody understood what that meant. What do you mean, since when does the whole halacha is based on that? He said, you mean to say if a chemist is going to say that there's no bleed, so you're going to assume that it's kosher? Everybody was sitting with the nazim, of course you're going to say it's kosher. The chemist says there's no bleach. You know the vada that there's no bleach? That's the chemist who does know what he's talking about. But if it's the chemist who knows what he's talking about, there's no bleach. What is there to discuss? I don't know.
I don't know. Everybody's afraid to say, but that's what they say, that they make pots differently now from the way they made years ago. They made pots completely differently. They make pots. I'm not from the Friede Gedarius. I'm not so much older than you. I remember the dishes. The China dishes used to be very different. Years ago, they used to be, well, now hardly everybody has China dishes. Probably have Nomak and all kinds of other things. But even those who have China, the China used to be different years ago. It wasn't the same kind of glazing on top. Everything was very different. And I remember my grandmother had her China dishes were different from our China dishes, very different. And the old pots, you look in, when they give the museums, they give displays of old pots. The old pots look very different. The metal was treated differently. So today, it's a different world. They make different cable. The metal is treated in such a way that it's not all that. It's a big problem. A korban chatos can only be eaten yom v'layla ad chatzos mid rabbanan. And after rabbi tov alos hashach mid rabbanan ad chatzos. A korban shlamim is nechal the shnei yomim v'layla echad. Today, tonight, and tomorrow up until shkiyah. Tomorrow up until shkiyah. There's a machlekes, the ravid and the bal hamor on the bottom of the rif hamsochim. Whether there is any din l'chatchila that you have to eat the shlamim davke today. And the Ramban Achumish a lot of times quotes Rivas with that saying. A lot of times on the Gemara also he quotes Rivas verbatim. He assumes everybody read the Rivas. He doesn't think that he's cheating. The Rivas wrote a Sefer. Rivas wrote the Hasagas. Rivas wrote his Pivish on Teres Kohanim, and the Rivas has different things on Gemara. So a lot of times Ramban will just have a chunk straight from the Rivas, and he won't say that he's quoting from the Rivas. He assumes everybody knows that that's the Rivas, and he's masking. He's being masking. So in this pasuk also, he's masking with that Rivas I'm talking. That, if you bring a carbon shlamim, see if it's a carbon taida, it's only nechal yom v'layla ad chatzos. See if it's a carbon shlamim, and neder and nedava, it's not a taida. The yom hakriva is sitcha ye yachil. You should eat it on the same day. Umi mocharos, v'hanoisim imenu ye yachil. And the noisim on the next day, it says it's noisim. The noisim on the next day you can eat. V'hanoisim ipsar zavach b'yom ha-shlishi, v'eshi sorf. It's a very difficult pasuk. The Lashon doesn't read smoothly. Even after the Ravid Pshat, it doesn't read smoothly. But at least part of the difficulty is softened. So the Ravid says that really, when you wait till the next morning, it's really nicer. Just like a Karmi Chathas becomes nicer, so the Karmi Shlomim becomes nicer the next day. Except that the Karmi Chathas becomes nicer, that's the end of the story. Nicer, you're not allowed to eat it. Karmi Shlomim becomes nicer to the extent that L'Hatchila, you should have eaten it all up on the first day. It's a bigger mitzvah to eat it all up on the first day. But if it's nice on the second day, you can still eat it. But if it's nice on the third day, that's already the end of the road, and that you can't eat. That's why the Chumash calls it Bahamais. The pasuk keeps on talking about Habasa Shiyiga, Habasa Shiyiga. What do you mean Habasa Shiyiga? Let's say by carbon chatos, kala sheyigah b'psar yigdash. I have a piece of carbon chatos, and kala sheyigah b'psar yigdash. What does it mean? I touch a carbon chatos, I become a chatos. I become holier than I was before. It means not. It means another piece of flesh. What does the other piece of flesh become? Have a hot dog. The hot dog touch, have a package of hot dogs. Have a sausage, whatever. Salami. A package of salami. Have a bag of salami, a bag. So it touches. The korban chatos, how does the salami become kodesh? The Gemara says no. Kalashiyigah b'vsara yigdash is only b'vsara achetivla b'vsara. Only if there's a bliya, means tam kika. What does it mean yigdash? So Rashi quotes from the Gemara. Yigdash liyas kamoa, shimsula tipasa, b'vksheira teyachol kachay mishaba. Means if the korban chatos is already nifsal, how does it nifsal? It's already nifsal, b'lina, it's noisar, or it's pigol, or it has whatever other psul, whatever type of psul it can have. So the other piece of flesh, whatever it was, that was like, whether a carbon digger piece of flesh or a kulin digger piece of flesh, the other piece of flesh which got the bliya, bivsara, achetivla bivsara, the other piece of flesh that gets a bliya, I say tam kiker. This is one of the codes in the Gemara, but the din of tam kiker. The Gemara says tam kiker b'mukdashin. This is the mark of a tam kiker by kachim. Maybe kachim is machama than kulin. The Gemara says you can't learn after here to call it a kula, because maybe kachim is machama. This is the pasuk that I say. Yigdash liyas kamashim psula tipasal. If the carbon chatos is nifsal belina, so the pigul, so the psul will be nivla, and to the other piece of flesh, or vegetables, or a fruit, or whatever it is, or fish, whatever it happens to be. Being kshera, and if the korban chatos is kosher, and then it touches, let's say, a piece of salami, chulon dik a piece of salami, and it's burning hot, and the blia goes in, I have to eat that salami by zichri kun in the azara the young v'lai ba'achatzos, because it has a blia of the korban chatos. Toyochol kochay mishabo. I have to eat the kosher piece of flesh with the same chumas of the kosher korban chatos in kshera. The chatos is kshera. Toyochol, the piece of flesh or the piece of vegetable that was balei from it, kochay mishabo, with all the chumas of the korban chatos, namely this is one of the sources of tamkik. The Gemara has different psukim for tamkik. The Gemara has the psukim by Nozim, Mishra, other psukim. So, as it turns out in the Maskana of the Gemara, you have really two different materials for the din of tamkik. So there's a long arichas in the place, it's weird that Masechas Avodah Zarah, a very long arichas. He has the habit of crossing out girsas in the Gemara. Whenever he doesn't like a girsa, he crosses out four lines. Not just like the other time changes a letter, changes a word. Crosses out four lines, that's all. Doesn't fit in with his Ashkaf HaSeilam. He's got a Torah Seifa and that's it. You have to get his Seifa. He wrote a Seifa on Chumash. He keeps on referring to what he wrote on Chumash. See what he has to say. I wonder what he crosses out on the Chumash. I don't even think they'll have to change anything. You should just say over what he says about Purim Chagig. He has a wild thing. Yeah. So he claims that the reason why you have two different sukkim for Tam Kiker is what happens if Kotshim is nice and Tam Peh Shishim. Usually we assume that if you have a treifa ingredient gets mixed up with kosher food, and you have 60 units in the kosher food against the one unit of the treifas, we assume that usually the Tam will disappear in Shishim. That in the tzius, it won't be nice in time. What happens if you have a musl gazid all the time? Let's say you have some treifa sugar, you have treifa salt. Or you have a flavor. You have a concentrate. Let's say you have powdered milk. You're going to mix powdered milk into 60 units of water, it's going to taste like milk. You can't say that it's buffer the Shishim, it doesn't taste like milk. No, this is exactly what it's all about. It's a concentrate. So it's a musl gazid all the time. Or if you have a flavor like that, savan is nice in time and water. All the flavors are concentrated flavors. So it's Mus Navidu Tanya, it's Afilu Peh Shishim, it's still nice and tam. But usually if it's not a Mus Navidu Tanya, it's not salt, it's not pepper, it's not sugar. So you assume if you have Shishim, it'll be Eina nice and tam. So this din that if it's nice and tam Peh Shishim, it's still also, is that a din deraisa or is that a din derabbanan? The Pashup Shat is that it's a din deraisa. That the Shishim is just an approximation, it's an umdina that usually when you have Shishim and Hefer against the Yisr, it's Eina nice and tam, but when you're Bavadai that it is nice and tam Peh Shishim, it's still us. So there's a shach and simon tzadik ches that's cut in the chav tes. That's when the Rav gave the shum on Yeridei, he used to give shum every other year on Yeridei. So it was coming out of his ears. He must have said around 15 times Yeridei. So then he discontinued it. So he always used to bring this out in the first shiur on Hilchos Taruvos. That the shach says in simon tzadik ches that's cut in the chav tes in the name of the Sefer Yisr, the Heter. There's a Sefer Yisr, the Heter written by Rabbeinu Yoin. It says on the first page of the Sefer, it's Rabbeinu Yoin and Migirundi. Probably not. They say it's a different Rabbeinu Yonah. It's an Achron. It's not the Rabbeinu Yonah. The Gerundi was the Ramban's cousin. It was a Mechutna of the Ramban. It's probably a different Rabbeinu Yonah. Someone else. It doesn't seem like the Rabbeinu Yonah. The Gerundi. So it's not the Rabbeinu Yonah. And then Yeridei, they keep on calling from this Yisr Behet. So the Shach quotes in the Yisr Behet are Ha'oruch, it's called. Aleph Vav Hei. Yisr Behet are Ha'oruch. That if you have an Yisr that's nice and Tampeh Shishim, it's the loss of that time of the Rabban. That's not Menatur. So the Prima Gaon over there tones it down. He says it depends. He says that the Yisr V'Heter only means to say if it's only you can discern faintly what the flavor is. It's a shvaka tam, a tam kolosh. But if it's, let's say, salt and pepper, or real, let's say, a real flavor, or a concentrate that has a gezunta flavor, even Peh Shishim, then he says the Yisr V'Heter would never say that that's only the Rabbanon. He would agree that that's the right. So there's no reason in the world why you should say that it's only the Rabbanon. What is 60? Shishim is a magical number. Why should Shishim be a Shir? Shishim is just an umdina, but usually if you have Shishim, it won't be nice in time anymore. So the Taisus read in Avodah Zarah, on the end of Avodah Zarah, on the Sugis of Tam Kik and Av Samach Zayin, claims that that's why you need two psukim, one for Tam Kik of the Kotshim Shehu Asr, Yigdash. It's called the Sugi of Yigdash. Yigdash, there is Kamashim Sura Tipasa. Yigdash, and you have another din of Tam Kik by Chul, separate psukim. Why? By Kotshim, the din of Tam Kiker applies Menatayra even to Ashishim. And by chulin, menapere, it's only also if it's up till shishim. Per shishim, the worst it could be is only the rabban. And he doesn't go like the Prima Gadim, the distinction between whether it's tam kolish or not tam kolish. He seems to hold that by chulin there's an upper limit. There's a seeming that per shishim, you cannot say that it's, even though it's still nezim tam, you will not say that that tam ki. No, it's not against the mitzvah. It's nation time, but to say tam kikir is a chiddush atayra. So the chiddush atayra has a limit. You only say it up until shishim. Once you have shishim against it, it doesn't apply. What's the seichel? Oh, so that's what Rav Soloveitchik gave a whole shiur on that. Why? Because Rav Soloveitchik understood that that's what the Yisrael had to said all along. He didn't learn the Yisrael had to like the Prima Godin. That the Yisrael had to only meant that it's a faint time, but if it's a real gesunter time, even the Yisrael had to would agree that it's the right. So he learned that the Yisrael had to like the Tosfos Ritzah. That there's no din of tam kikah per shishim. So he says that in fundan, you see from this, that tam kikah doesn't mean that it's nikah harisa with same above. It's halach and bitul, but usually I say chad betray is batul, if it's min minah chad betray batul, and here there's a din that you need a larger sheer rife. You need a bigger rife to be mevatel. It's not that it's considered like nikah harisa and absolutely doesn't lend itself to bitul at all. No. It should have been batul, but the chiddush atara was that you need a bigger rife. How much of a rife do you need? You need so much of a rife. Till it will be ain't a nice in time any longer. Once it's ain't a nice in time, then I say, oh, that's enough of a rov. What happens if you already have shishim? So then the Yisrael Behetta says, that's the biggest rov you can ever require. You never need more than shishim. So once you have shishim, I say, it's bapu berov. I bet it's nice in time. Who cares? But it's bapu berov.
Because that's only fine if
The Torah has in four places it didn't let the Rav gave a whole long shiur about that, about Tom Kika. The Rav Yerodeya. The Zeicha to hear, gave a big shiur. Remember he asked this on a Bchina. Obviously he asked this on a Bchina. I remember once I was marking the Bchina in Yerodeya, so he asked on a Bchina that the boy should explain the issue of Tom Kika and they should bring a few nafkaminas. And he had in shiur many, many nafkaminas. So I asked him, how many nafkaminas do you want? I had a mark the Bchina, and how many nafkaminas do you want? He said, if they write 8 nafkaminas, it'll be good enough. If they write 8. The guys wrote 2, the Mahadrin wrote 3, no one wrote more than 3, he wanted 8, minimum of 8. He had more than 8 nafkaminas. So he had a big shiur, that was his first shiur. First shiur on Taruz. I remember when the Rav was sick, he was going, he had his operation, so he came back to the shiur, he was out for a while. And then he came back to the shiur, it was Taina Sesta. And he started the shiur on, he wasn't fasting, he was sick, so he started the shiur on Taruz that day. And Pinchas Pelle, who's now a prominent conservative rabbi in the Holy Land, Pinchas Pelle at that time was still officially Orthodox. So he came to the shiur and he was going to write it up for Panim al Panim. So he wrote it up. So he wrote Rav Soloveitchik, returned to the yeshiva, Achrei Machlama Moshechet, whatever, and he came and he said the shiur, and he started with a gusto, and he writes up the shiur that he said, Yesh l'istatek b'gera adin shal tam ki ikir, in gera adin hu, dot, dot, dot. He wasn't even able to write what the hakira was. Couldn't even understand what the suffix was. That's what he wrote. Just that he was mistaken. What's the Gera Adin of Tam Kikir? Is it? And he didn't even say the first side, let alone the second side. Never got the first place. The Torah has in four places recorded the mitzvah of Shreifas Noisan. One of them is in today's Sedra, and one was before, and some are after. And the Moni HaMitzvah only, there's a din of Shreifas Noisan by Korin Pesach, Shreifas Noisan by Chatos, and more. Four places. And then all of the Gaonim and the Rishonim only count once. They only count Shreifas Noisan as one mitzvah. Why don't they count each one as a different mitzvah? To burn the Noisan of a Korin Pesach, to burn the noise of a carbon katos. And then it has later Rajina Mechumish, Kol Chatos or Shiyuzim Udama La Kodesh Pnimo is also Boish Tisara. That if... if by mistake you took a carbon katos and you took the dam of a carbon katos into oil noyed and you weren't supposed to, it was supposed to be a katos kitzon, you took it into Pnim, so it says Mechumish you have to burn it. So the Moni HaMitzvah don't count that as a mitzvah. They assume that everything is assumed in this one big mitzvah. How come they don't count it as separate mitzvahs? So I saw Rabbi Ruchim Perl in his Sefer Mitzvah of Sadi Gurin has a long dissertation on this. Very long dissertation on this. So Bikitza, he gives two answers. He gives one answer is Bederach HaTeva. One answer is Lamaila Min HaTeva. The answer Bederach HaTeva, this is Mitzvah Sesei Kuf Pezvah. Normal answer that he gives, and then he shows that it says that in the Smag and in the Tashbetz and the Rashbetz and the Zohar HaRekiah, he says that's what it sounds like. He says there is a Gemara in Pesachim that pay based on the base. In the end, in Perikei Tzatzolim, when the Gemara says, how do you know that there's a mitzvah to burn all Pesulim HaMikdashim? How do you know there's a mitzvah? Chumash only says a mitzvah to burn Naisa. Then it's a Chapas Hashiv and Medam and HaKadosh Penimah Ba'esh Pesach. Another Pesul. What about all the other Pesulim HaMikdashim? So Gemara says Gemara Gemiri Lo. What does that mean, Gemara Gemiri Lo? So he says there are two kinds of Halacha Moshe Sina. He spoke on different occasions. Halacha that comes up in a new din. There's a halacha that reinterprets the pasuk in Chumash. He says, as the Ran says in Klal Gadol Lafan Gimla Menal Lafan Mishnah, the Mavad Aram is Mishus Rabin is a form of Moitzim Mishus Lashuas. That's a halacha of Moitzim Sinai that puts something back into a known category from the Torah. And there's another kind of halacha of Moitzim Sinai that invents a new category of Aviyah. So he says that here the Rishonim seem to assume that even though the pasuk says that you should burn the Seraphis and Isa Breish, you should burn the Noisa. The Gemara Gemirilo, the Halacha Moshe Mesinai, reinterprets the Pasuk and takes the word Noisa Lav Davke, but it doesn't mean Noisa. The word Noisa is just a generic term. How do you say it? It just means Tzul HaMikdashim. So therefore, the Moni HaMitzvah didn't feel you have to count Sreifas Noisa by Pesach as a separate mitzvah, and Sreifas Shlomim, Noisa by Shlomim, and Sreifas Chatas, a separate mitzvah, Chatas Shifam Demel HaKadosh Pnimo. Everything is it's all kefil ha'aseh. Just like the Rambam says kefil ha'lav, you don't count. There's a separate mitzvah in Shorish Pesach. Kefil ha'aseh, you don't count either. It says many times in the Torah you have to put on tefillin, but you only count it as one mitzvah. You don't count. It says you have to put on shalosh. Yeah, you have to put on shalosh. You don't count two mitzvahs. How come it doesn't count so many times? He says that kefil ha'aseh, kefil ha'lav, he's not kefil ha'mitzvah, he's not going to count. So here also, these are all kefil ha'mitzvah. You say that mitzvah is one mitzvah to burn up the Rambam. That's what he says. It sounds like from the Rishon. Good. Then, about 30 pages later, he has some long purple which I didn't have the time to go through completely. Is it 30 pages? No, over 20 pages. 25 pages. 25 pages later, he comes up with something that I don't know if this is correct at all. I don't think this is right at all. I have to look through his writings, which I didn't look through that carefully. I don't think this is right at all. He says that the mitzvah to burn pigle and coming and shapsim amadashim zolo mitzvah, it's a heter. If you want to burn it, there's no iser of ibud kachim. If you wait till tomorrow, it'll become nicer. So the halacha just says that you don't need ibud tzura. If you want to burn it today, you don't need ibud tzura. The Gemara says if it's psula begufa, if you have a carbon that has a psula intrinsically, that the carbon is possible, so then to serve me at. So he says to Sarat Miyad, it translates, how do you translate to Sarat Miyad? It must be burned immediately. It may be burned immediately if you choose to do so. And if it's only a psul, but the dam of the Byron, the carbon itself doesn't have any psul. It's just that there's no one who can eat it, or whatever. There's some zaitiga reason why no one's going to be able to eat it. So there's some outside reason that it's no good. But intrinsically, there's nothing wrong with the carbon. And it must say to Uba Tsurasa. So to Uba Tsurasa means you have to wait, the Pasha Pshat, you have to wait till it becomes Nifso Belina. When it's next to Belina, it's nicer. So nicer state the Seraphis and nicer base. So he claims that that the reason why they don't, he says that Sreifas Shah, Sulei HaMikdashim is not a chiyuv. The Seraph Miyah means that it's not a chiyuv to burn it Miyah. He says that it's only optional. I think that's correct. But the Pasuk Shat was the first way that he said that it's a chiyuv. The Pasuk said, he quotes all the Rishonim say like that. The person who said, after some nice, and the word nicer is taken left out. Nice means Opsu Namagdash. There is a Yerushalmi quoted in the Torah in Yerudea that says that if you have a kli cheres that Hagola doesn't help on, that you cooked bishul akum in, and bishul akum is a tray for you had, you had some kind of an isa was cooked in a kosher pot that made a tray, so Hagola doesn't help, but if you do Hagola three times, then it will help. Mazda Hagola, it says in the Torah, Hagola doesn't help, so why should it help three times? Vitzel of the Talmud explains in the Sefer Zecher Yitzchak that what it probably means is like this. But if you have a Kli that needs Nibun, instead of leaving, he did Agdola. So the Rishonim say that most of the Bliya does go out, to the extent that the Ran says all that's going to be left is a Tam Kolosh, and that's why it's a Terabola, so the Yisuk can't be Chalan and Terabola. So you're also, if you have Terah Hidra Klecheres, the Bliya doesn't go out. Absolutely nothing goes out. The whole Bliya is locked in, the elevator is never going to come out. How can it be? It's done, a lot of the Bliya will come out. But we have to be afraid that maybe not all of the Bliya will come out. Maybe some of the Bliya will remain, and it won't all come out. So maybe the next time I'll cook kosher food, maybe some more of the Trefa Bliya will come out. What if I'll do a second Hagola? So again, a lot of the Bliya will come out, there may still be Hagola. I've been Hagola three times. You still say there may be still. But that's what the Yerushalmi says, no. If every time you do a Hagola on the Kli Cheres, you assume that a little bit of the Bliya Asisa probably came out. If you did three times, but each time you have to be afraid that maybe a little bit of the Bliya remains. So if you did Hagola three times, Stama by then, you have the right to assume that the Stama, the entire Bliya Tisa has gone, and then you can use it. So that's how the Balhuita reads the Yerushalmi. Balhuita says that this passage in the Yerushalmi applies to all Trefa Kelim, however it became Trefa. And the Tur quotes the Balhuita, and he disagrees. We don't pass on the Balhuita. We say that that only applies by a Kli that became also the Issa de Rabbanon, namely Fishalakim is only the Rabbanon, Cholavakim is the Rabbanon, whatever, Greenasakim is the Rabbanon, those kind of things. Stam Yenim is the Rabbanon, but if you have a real Trefa Kli that was Balei, a real Trefis, the Oraisa, so then you have, it's only Seker, that's how Abitzel explained, Abitzel Panavish explained. If you did Hagola three times, so then you treat it as if it's a suffix, then maybe all of the Kli, if you only did Hagola once, you don't even assume that it's a suffix, then maybe all the Bliya went out. I tell you, he's not Klicheris, that it's so porous that probably, for sure, there's a lot of Bliya left. But if you did have Hagola three times, then it leads to some Adrega of a suffix. Maybe all the Bliya came out, and maybe there's still a little Bliya left inside that's going to come out next time. If it's a suffix, if the whole Bliya in the first place is only traced from the Rabbanon, so then you treat it like a Sveik of the Rabbanon with Tula, but if it's traced from the Raisis, then not. I to Sveik of the Rabbanon, Kenega Cheska Sisa. So Bitzel Panavezha tries to delay about that to explain why it's not. But based on his explanation, he says, therefore, I personally paskin, that's pretty right, he was an original thinker, I personally paskin, Zakhtar, what if you have a Kli Cheres and it's a suffix, if it was ever Balei Anisa Derais. In other words, I cooked the chicken in the pot, and then we ate up the chicken, and then we found out that there was a shayla on the chicken around the meat. It may have been treif, it may have not been treif, but we're not sure that it was treif. If it's a vadei treif, isa deraisa, that was balua, then we say hagol kimo pamim does not help. But if it's a suffix deraisa, so then he says it just became a sfek sfeker in his mind. If you do hagol kimo pamim, that makes it a suffix. So if it's only an isa derabana to begin with, it's sfeker derabana. And if it was a sfeker deraisa to begin with, then he'll consider Hagol Gimel Pamim good enough to constitute a sex thing. That's true.
So this would all work according to the mind.
There's still a din of sex faker lakula. Whatever the hasbar is, there is a din of sex faker lakula. Everybody agrees to the dinner, sex sake of the food.
But here it is in the first one, it won't be exactly sex sake of the food. One of the concepts of sex sake has been with our tacos in French, which is sick. It's just a Russian mistake.
Our tacos were never sure what's with Musa tacos. Some of the Shannon Hold, Musa tacos just that it should be Shnei Shemis. Is it Shnei Shemis in it? It is going to be Shnei Shemis. Rashi at the end of the service says, that in this pasuk you derive the din. Rashi quotes Agamar in the first paragraph in Yomer. You derive the din that the Kohen Gadol needs prisha 7 days before Yom Kippur, just like they had prisha for 7 days. Shivas Yimei Amiluim. Pesach Amalei says to Shivas Yom Ad Yom Meravot Yimei Amiluim. Shivas Amalei Seifchem Kasherasa by Yom Azeh. Just like you had now prisha 7 days. Tziva Hashem La'asos Lechaper Aleichem. So Rashi quotes. And the Gemara, once the Machlokes Abayechon Rishlokish, how do you know the Kohen Gadol needs Prisha 7 days before Yom Kippur? So one opinion in the Gemara is that you learn it after Nisbon. That's what it says in the Piyutim that we say on Yom Kippur, in the Musaf Davening. And then for 7 days the Kohen Gadol needs Prisha, Kakosip Sarasecha, Kashrasa, Viyamazat, Tiba Hashem Rashis, Lachadolem. That's a Machlokes. One opinion in the Gemara is that it's learned after Nisbon. Okay. Don't forget to hear Pasha's talk.
That's what Yosameach claims is Mukhash from his Gemara, and he says the Rambam must be Hashem, how like he's going to get to another Gemara. He reads the Gemara later. I'm not involved in the Alice. He now quotes a Perceptor in the Game, Terek Alice, an Ayin Shom. He says, you're looking at Perceptor, there's something fascinating there. Ayin Shom. But he now quotes his Perceptor in the Game. What in the world is he doing in the Game? This Perceptor appears in two places, Terek Zion and Sanhedrin, and the Game in Terek Alice. What's he doing in the Game? That's the question. The Perceptor says, Ein Goyim Shnayim Miyam Echad. He now laid down two cases of being in the Perceptor. So Bezin Shol, Chav Gimel, he's not allowed to be down two people for being the freshest on the same day. So this perceptor is quoted also. Oh, the Gemara says, I feel in no way vino yata. The Gemara says, when Ganesh Nandi Yamecha, Loshan Allah be Misa Achas. Loshan Allah be Shtay Misas, or be Shtay Aveis. Let's say you have a Noah vino yata, and she's the Baskan, she's Insa. So she's going to get Tzveifa and the Baal is going to get Chenech. Even though Bavei Racha, they both do the Eishin Tisha Zinsa, but it's three nieces. He's going to get Chenech and she's going to get Tzveifa, so they don't, so you can't be done both via Mechad. Or let's say two people are five skila. One is five skila because he's Mechal Shabbos, one is five skila because he's in Ovid Avodah Zarah. So even though it's Benis Achas, but it's not Bavei Achas. One did an act of Chilul Shabbos, one did an act of Avodah Zarah. So if it's Bishtei Misos, even Bavei Achas, or Bishtei Averis, even though it's Benis Achas, you cannot be done via Mechad. It can only be done Shnayim via Mechad if it's Bavei Achas or Benis Achas. That's what the Gemara has. So how do you define Bavei Achas? What does it mean Bavei Achas? Rashi says this, right? There are 100 people that were Mechal Shabbos. There are 100 people that were all Bo'a Leishan Fish. There are 100 people that were all worship Tavar Yizar. And it's called Bavei Rachas. Misa Achas means that we're getting the same Misa now. That's how Rashi says. Many people were Mechal Shabbos, that's called Bavei Rachas. And Kilo Shabbos always Kilo, so it's always going to be Bavei Rachas. Misa Achas is being done many via Mechas. And the Rambam doesn't learn like Rashi. The Rambam says Bavei Rachas means Merit and Ayepes. If they did the Mises news together, last time they were all Bo'al Eishisish. 100 people who were all Bo'al Eishisish, very different Eishisish, or even the same Eishisish. So you cannot be done all the Bo'alim on the same day, according to the Rambam, because they didn't do the news together. It can be done Noif and Ayafis. The Noif and Ayafis together, they did the one Mises Avira. That's how the Rambam writes Noif in Han Ayafis. The Noif with an Ayafis, with whom you did the Avira, it can be done both via Noif. So it's a machlek, it's Rashi and the Rambam. How do you translate the words Bavei Rachas? Rashi said they repeated, they all did the same Aveir, they all did Chil Shabbos, and the Rambam says, no, they all did the Aveir together. They did the Aveir together. Why does the Rambam not learn like Rashi? Because it's the Netziv points out in his deal on the Sifrei because of the Tosefta and the Gun. If you look at the Tosefta and the Gun, it says, what is he doing in the Tosefta and the Gun? And Dante Shlomo Tom, if you look there in the context of the Tosefta, it will appear that this is the basis of the din is not like Rashi. The Rambam held you, but you say that din is not like Rashi. It's rather a different time. Rashi learned why then don't shine the Yamechod? Because it's complicated. Here they have to go through Hilchos Shabbos, then they have to go to Hilchos Avodah Zarah for the other guys. Then they have to go Hilchos Eishes Eishes Inso. So if it's so, Bavei Rachas, we've done 100 people for Chilul Shabbos. So if you have the Masechta the Shabbos with the Mishnah Berurah, Chelek Gimel, we'll be able to work on that today. Today is Hilchos Shabbos with Mishnah Berurah. Tomorrow is Hilchos Avodah Zarah. To go and think of two different areas and shots on the same day is too difficult, too complicated. Or even if you all did, let's say, Eishes Ish, but one of them is going to get Tzveif and one is going to get Chenek, so that's also, they have to figure out how to do Tzveif and how to do Chenek is different. So Rashi says it's too complicated that business should be done, two people be on that, or either the Shtei Misos, or the Misa Achas, or the Shtei Avodah. The Rambam seems to learn that's what the Netziv says. Based on the context of the perception of them, that is based on dinas enes and mitzvahs chavinos chavinos. So the Gemara says in Seita, the Gemara Seita got chesam and aleph quotes that perception of them. That you cannot be mitzvah shtei mitzvahim keachet, and you cannot be mashke shtei seifes keachet. And the Gemara says the first is the reason why is enes and mitzvahs chavinos chavinos. That the haras hametzor is a mitzvah, and hashkras me seita is a mitzvah. So you're not allowed to have all the seita standing on a line. And one crane standing in the front, and he takes care of the first one, the second one, the third one. You do everything mass production. You do it with a system to knock them all off in one shot. That's the violation of Chavidas Chavidas. So the Rambam learns that because it's a septum, he's going to put this din in Gerenstein, the Yamach, and it's also for the same reason. It's because when they say mitzvah is Chavilo, it's Chavilo. So therefore the Rambam holds Bavera Achas, Benisha Achas, Avera Achas means that they do the Avera together. If the Noah is with the Nayef, is good, the one nice is used together, then it's not considered Chavilo, it's Chavilo. So even though we're being done two different people in Misha, but they were done with two different people for the one nice Avera that they did together. So that's okay. And why is it if it's B'shtei Mises, let's say if it's Bas Kohen, Uboyalo, that she gets raped and he gets Chanek, even if they did the Avera together, you can't be done both of them, the Yom Echad, in the same Bezin. But if it's a different Noah and Ayat, and they're both getting the same Einish Misa, then you may be done both the Yom Echad. Why is that? The Stamer, someone said it, the Stamer, that's the Ramam Mishitosa, that the Ramam counts the other Mises Bezin as four different Mitzvahs. The Ramban claims that giving Mises Bezin is one Mitzvah, the other Ramam, and the Rambam says no, the four mitzvahs. And the Bahag says no, it's meaningful. Every time the Torah says Bualation Sish is mitzvah, that's one mitzvah, Machal Shabbos is mitzvah, the Rambam mitzvah, every other mitzvah is mitzvah, another mitzvah. Every time Torah has a mitzvah, it's another mitzvah. The Rambam says no, there are four big mitzvahs. Where the Rambam get those four mitzvahs? He got it from mitzvah sefer. That if the Bavir Achas, it still has to be the Misha Achas, the Bishtay Misha is not. Why? Because if it's Bishtay Misha, then it's still Mitzvahs, and you're in violation of Einay Se Mitzvahs, Chavilos Chavilos. So the way the Rambam understood that the Yisrael Adin is Chavilos Chavilos, not to what Rashi says, you can't concentrate. The proper doesn't to concentrate on two different areas of Allah on the same day. So that's what prompted the Rambam to learn Shad, you know, if Iman Ayefes, the two people are did Adin together. So this is wonderful if you only learn Tosefta's. If you only learn Daf Mem Vav, what do you do if you learn Daf Lamed Hey and Aleph? And on Daf Lamed Hey and Aleph, it says the Feirish. It says the Feirish in discussion of the Parshim Bamidbar Chatzai, by Tzemdu Lebar Pior, that many people worship Avodah Zarah. Now they didn't worship Avodah Zarah together like a Noah with a Noah. Each one worshiped Avodah Zarah by himself. And the Gemara says, but since they all worship Avodah Zarah, so it's all Avodah Zarah Bavor Achas, and it's the Misa Achas, only one worship Avodah Zarah, that's Tila. So Bavor Achas and the Misa Achas, it can be done Shnai and Yuei Mecho. So it's a Bavarish Gemara against the Rambam. How can the Rambam say that the definition of Bavor Achas means they do the Avodah together, the Shutzvus abroad with the Nevelos, and not with the Nevelos, the Gemara said Bavarish regarding the Alpiyar, that you could, Bezin has the right to be done, many people show up that they deserve BMF, because that's Aver Achas Misachas. Isn't the Feirish like Rashi? Aver Achas means they repeated the same Aver, not that they did in Aver together. Come to Asanech, and it has to be Miyashiv, so he says, the Rambam holds, based on our Gemara, and that Tezainim and Aleph, the Gemara comes to the conclusion that Ish V'ish Atamot Yerushach, V'atamot Yikol HaShevet Kulo Yerushach. So once you come to that passage, what's an Achdimina, whether a Shevet Shechot or Bechil HaShabbos, so you see by Achreya from the Maskona and Tezainim and Aleph that there's only a series of the many others together by Avodah Zarah. Well, I learned that from the Parsha of Yoni Dachas. I learned that from the Din of Yoni Dachas, and I also learned that Kama Anoshim Shav the Avodah Zarah Mitzurat Miachav is considered one big Avodah. Any other Avodah, if many people do it, there's no connection. So if many people are Mechal Shabbos, and many people are Makar and Yima, many people are Boal Eishi Sish, it's not Mitzurat. The only other Avera in the whole wide world that two people on the Torah together is Noah Im HaNoyefes, where he actually did the Avera together. But if any other case of many people doing the same Avera and it's unrelated, so that's not called Avera. So that's what the Yosamech says, that the Rambam understood the Gemara Lamed Hei Lamed Aleph, that if many people worship Avodah Zarah, even though they're not Mitzvah Yachad, it constitutes a Din of Yoni Dachas, because it's Rav HaShevet or Mir Toir, too many or too few, so there's no din of Yoni Dachas, but still one din you do learn from Yoni Dachas, that the Mitzvah of Yachad, all the Jews world over who worship Avodah Zarah are considered as if they did the Avodah Zarah together. Yes. Yeah. So he says that's why the Gemara considers only that Avera is called Avera. All the Jews who worship Avodah Zarah, isn't it a totally different